This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 44 for Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, with gains in Chicago soy oil behind some of the spillover buying interest. Canola was down 30 cents to up $1.80, most months higher, November up $1.80 at $502.90 per ton. Bullish chart signals contributed to the advances as canola remains pointed higher from a technical standpoint. Positioning ahead of Friday's stocks report from Statistics Canada accounted for some of the activity, while average trade estimates had placed ending stocks for last year at around 2.1 million tons. An upward revision to the 2019 production in a report out earlier this week was seen as a sign stocks will also be higher. Uncertainty over the size of this year's crop also kept some caution in the market, with the canola harvest still in its early stages. Soybeans in Chicago are stronger, recovering from early losses, with a rally in soy oil providing some support. November beans up 7 cents at $9.62 per bushel. Soy oil up 63 points in October at 33.39 cents per pound. Dryness concerns across parts of the Midwest remained supportive, with yields likely hurt by a lack of moisture. U.S. oilseed processors crushed 184.5 million bushels of soybeans in July, according to a report out yesterday. That marked a new record for the month. However, soy oil stocks tightened to about 1.8 billion pounds from 1.9 billion the previous month. Corn futures, they are also supported by Midwestern weather concerns, but chart-based profit-taking limited the upside, as did losses in wheat. The December corn contract up 0.75 cents at 358 3/4. The USDA reported 424 million bushels of corn were used to produce ethanol in July. That was up by nearly 50 million from the previous month, but still off the year-ago level. Tightening Chinese corn supplies are boosting prices there and also raising expectations for increased U.S. sales going forward. Wheat futures were mixed, with the small gains in Minneapolis spring wheat but losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up a penny in December at 547 3/4 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in the December contract at 479 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 6 cents at 558 per bushel in December. But dryness concerns, as winter wheat seeding is in its early stages, did remain a bit supportive, as did talk of recent buying interest from China. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.